I'm your host, Chuck Mraz. We'll have more in just a moment.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Mraz. We're joined now by Morehead City Police Captain Kyle Callahan. Kyle, first of all, tell me a little bit about what the Morehead PD is trying to do in involving the community, maybe to help catch some of these lawbreakers and people out there who want to do some bad things.
Well, kind of we used to have a neighborhood watch program, and the resources, manpower kind of took us away from that. And, kind of a backdrop on the Neighborhood Watch Program is kind of started in early 1970s, after the uprising of the 1960s, which there's a lot of things law enforcement-wise that came from the 1960s. But this car started using neighborhoods to kind of police their own areas. And as time went on, we have kind of got away from that, like I said, due to allocation of resources and with the lack of manpower and things. And a lot of stuff that's going on around the country as far as against police, police brutality, anything like that, whether it's true or not, this community has been nothing but supportive. I mean, it seems like about every day that we come in, there's cards, there's cookies, there's cakes, there's things that people come and show appreciation. So we're kind of lucky in that respect. And I am kind of a little biased toward it, but we have some of the, best men and women that in this area that work for us. And, I mean, they do a really good job, really proud of the job that they do and how they handle themselves. But, as you know, we've got to have your help. We can't be everywhere we can't be everywhere all the time. So what we're going to do is try our best to reinstitute as close to the Neighborhood Watch program as we can. So, I mean, we may not go by the book of it, but we're going to try to reach out to each community, each street, or each neighborhood and try to bring everybody in, because you guys or the people that live inside the city are the ones that, of course, we serve and we protect, and that's who we need our help from. So probably about mid-November, and that's the reason I wanted to, come in and talk to you about it, is say mid-November or so, we're going to start setting up meetings. Now, probably the way it will work is we'll have bigger areas, but we will break it down to where we will have neighborhood watch programs throughout the city that are specific to the street or to the streets that you are close to, and try to address some of the problems.
Okay, so how will this kind of work? Will it be police engaging with police officers saying you've got some people who are designated to sort of keep an eye on their neighborhoods, and if they see something, they call you guys?
Well, I think, that is probably the perfect scenario, but, I mean, don't get me wrong. We don't want to discourage anybody from calling if they see anything. The bigger things, and as we get going with the program, we'll talk about it, and we'll give some guidelines and some things that the citizens can do to try to help. But the biggest thing is, mid-November is a good time to start, because there's a lot of people who vacation, who go to family events in other places for Christmas holiday, Thanksgiving or Christmas holiday. And one of the biggest things is trying just to get neighbors to interact with each other again. We talked about that before I came in here. We talked about a theory that's called the broken windows theory. And if you allow people to come in and mess with your neighborhood and you don't push back, then the neighborhood goes down. And so what we want to try to do is we want people to kind of reinvest themselves in their neighborhoods, take a proactive approach to looking at, hey, that's not right. they're out of town. They should be nobody there.
So neighbors helping neighbors, so to speak.
Yeah, kind of like the way, you know, I hate to, you always talk about, you hate to go back the way it used to be. You know, but used to, everybody knew each other on their neighborhood, you know, on their neighborhood, in their neighborhood and on their streets. And I think we kind of got away from that. And, you know, one thing that we can do with the Neighborhood Watch Program is to get people together, get them to interact, and get them to, you know, get the neighbors to know each other again. And, you know, that is going to be a big, that will be a big help. And on the flip side, from like an administrative point of view, from like a police officer's point of view, you're going to get to know the police officers too, because it's not just going to be a chief, it's not going to be a captain or a lieutenant. The patrol officers who are actually out patrolling your streets, they're going to be the ones that will come to the meetings. They will be the ones that you'll get to meet. So, you know, we're trying to collaborate everything together so we know our citizens, and that also the citizens will know the police department.
So, again, it's just a matter of getting comfortable with one another and just taking care of each other. It's an effort where the community kind of takes care of itself. It doesn't rely just on the police or even just maybe one neighbor or two.
Right, because there's, you know, again, we've got a pretty good area to cover. And there's a lot of times we do have manpower issues, and we work through it. We have, you know, I feel we have enough people who to take care of the job. But we can't learn every neighborhood, and we can't learn every street, and we for sure can't learn everybody's activities that they do. So that's where, yeah, the citizens and the neighbors come into play. If they know each other, they can be able to tell us, and, you know, everybody would get to know each other. And everybody would be able to, be able to work together on trying to slow down some crime or take care of the issues.
I guess the nice thing about this too is that it doesn't really cost anything.
Well, we may spend, and it may cost a little bit, you know, on manpower costs, but it's going to be very minimal. I mean, yeah, it's not going to be that much at all, and I think it's something that that needs to happen, because there's been, you know, again, with the events throughout the nation, there's been a little bit of a disconnect between police and their communities. I don't think that's happened here at any level, you know, near the level that's happened in other cities, but there is a disconnect. So, you know, we do certain things, you know, and the citizens see us do certain things, and they may wonder why. So that's another, you know, that's going to be another advantage to doing this, is we can explain ourselves, see what the police department's doing, you know, be a little bit more transparent on why we do these things and why we can't do these things.
It's about building a bond of trust, isn't it?
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah, try to get, you know, I'm not saying the trust has been broken, but yeah, try kind of like a, you know, fortify the trust that we have and try to get people involved.
That's Morehead City Police Captain Kyle Callahan. I'm Chuck Mraz. This is The Front Page. We'll see you next time.